here with Lions head coach Jim Schwartz for this week's Coach's View. And, Coach, obviously a historic night at Ford Field Saturday night. Calvin Johnson breaks Jerry Rice's single-season record for most yards in a season. You guys have talked this year about finding creative ways to get him the football, and I think this play here early in the first quarter, third down, is a good example of how you guys, you know, move him around and use him.
Well, we started off the game in just a one wide receiver set, and very first play of the game we had a run play called, but when the corner was off, we threw it to Calvin, and we got a 4 yard gain, which is, you know, what we expect out of a run in that situation right off the bat. But that first drive stalled. We had a fourth and one and ended up punting. Came back the next series, and like you said, it's third down and two. It's early in the first quarter. It's a 0-0 game. And Calvin lines up in the slot. Stephon Logan lines up outside of him. We're in a three wide receiver, one tight end, and then using Stephon Logan as a running back. You can see there's a linebacker on Stephon Logan. And the approach that Atlanta takes in this situation, we're in an empty backfield. And what they do is they rush five people. They bring the middle linebacker and then the other four, which forces man-to-man everywhere else. And usually when it's a five-man rush, the post player is sitting right here in the middle of the field. And he's deep as the deepest, and he's taught to clean up anything that gets out of there, and he'd be sitting right in here. You can see where Calvin is. Calvin draws the free safety all the way over to his area. So there ends up being some room on the opposite part of the field. You see your man-to-man coverage here, man-to-man coverage here, man-to-man coverage here, but our post player is over there. And we run a double shallow cross route right here. Tony Scheffler's got man-to-man. He's running his course. And then Calvin does a good job of stair-stepping the corner here and then going laterally down the line. The corner really has a choice. He can either run into Scheffler or he can go low on Calvin Johnson. If he runs into our player, it's not offensive pass interference. And you can see Chef does a good job here of just running his route. There's no contact there, but he forces the defender to go low. Matt puts a perfect ball on him and gives him an opportunity not just to get the first down there, which a throw and a catch would have gotten, but a chance to get run after the catch. And one of the reasons he's able to get so much run after the catch is that post player was all the way over on the other side. You can see Calvin's speed is one of the top corners in the NFL, and Dante Robinson and Calvin's just running past. When we get a block down the field, we end up getting a big gainer. You can see on the end zone copy, we're in a five-man protection. Okay, they bring the fifth guy trying to heat the quarterback up, and there was really the window that we were going to throw through was right in there. That camera's blocking it, but it was right in there. Matt has to delay just a little bit and put the ball out in front of him. And you can see this is one of those times that Matt takes his sidearm type throw. But the whole object is to put a good throw on the receiver and let him run after the catch. And in this case, we were able to do that. They closed the first window down. Matt was able to hold on to the ball, go to the second window, and then Calvin was able to convert it with run after the catch.
You know, does this show just route concepts for Calvin and how he can run every route? It doesn't matter which side he is, in the slot, outside, either side. He's really got the whole package in terms of the routes that he can run.
Yeah, I mean, he's dangerous down the field. But you saw in that situation, they took an approach that they weren't going to let him get a down the field route. They put the free safety right over the top of him. They have underneath coverage. They have him doubled that way. So you need to be creative. And that was a shallow cross that got him over into the other side of the field. And that's something that Calvin has really the last 2 years has done a good job of, number one, catching those and running those routes, but number two, run after the catch.
Lions at their own 18, scoreless in the first. Stafford with it, back, sets, throws, got it complete. Caught by Calvin, right sideline, 35. Calvin, 40. Calvin into Falcon territory, slips a tackle, gets inside the 35, and down to the 33-yard line, Megatron goes.